Shane. Thanks for joining us, Lockie. Firstly, congratulations. First win in the new colours. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's obviously an interesting lead into the game playing against the old mob first up. So I'm kind of glad it's out of the way, to be honest. It was a bit uncomfortable, but good win nonetheless.
It was a tight game early. What was the direction from the coaching staff to get away?
Yeah, I mean, look, their strength's obviously around the ball. They've got some stars in there, and as the Weaver, they were probably getting on top there. The game became, you know, really heated, and they started to get a bit of momentum. But some pressure around the footy, and once you get out the back of them, we were kind of able to score there, moving into second, third and fourth.
Hey, Locker, Tony Shaw up here. Well done on your own game and the win, mate. How was the week for yourself emotionally, knowing you're coming up against the boys? Did you make any contact with a few of them?
It was pretty taxing, to be honest, mentally. I mean, it's such a different lead-in. You want to be able to focus on what you normally do. And with so many changes, obviously, coming to a new club, it was a little bit uncomfortable. And I was talking to a few of them here and there. And with a few days out, I thought I'd just park and just wait.
Yep.
Wait for the game and try and focus on what I can.
And just on, I spoke to the coach about your left foot and, you know, being a player who accumulates the ball. But he said that having extra left footers is so important just to the mix of how you roll inside at times and how you feed to the forward line. And, gee, your forward line worked really well, especially after half-time when I think your midfielders started to take control.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, I love to play that left side of the ground because obviously you can allow the pressure to come across and probably hold the ball in your hands for a bit longer and hopefully find someone. But as you said, we were able to spot up those boys inside 50 once they had a bit of space and some time to work and go to work with their leading patterns. They were able to get on the end of the field.
Lockie, well done. It's Sam Doherty here, mate. I'm just curious to know how you went into the game. Obviously, the Dogs picked a pretty tall forward line. Did you see that as an opportunity for you guys to springboard out of there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it looked good against North Melbourne, obviously, the Dogs last week. I watched a little bit of that game. But there's obviously opportunity on the other side of that. If you're able to bring it to ground, probably starts around the midfield. If there's pressure on the ball, as you know, those kicks inside 50 probably aren't going to be as high of quality as they need. So we're probably able to do that towards the back end of the game.
How's it feeling, Lockie, at the new club? How's the summer been slotting in? I suppose it's like being, you know, starting at a new school and making new friends. And how have the whole experience been for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you probably take for granted how much you just take things, you know, every day. You walk in and things are the same for 10 years. So it's learning a new system, new people, new everything. So it's taken some time, but I feel like I'm getting there. Today was another big step, obviously, playing against the old mob. So as I said, good to get a win. Probably wasn't my best day out there, but good to get the season started.
Has it reignited a bit of a love for the game, Lockie? I mean, a new starter, a new club which has been successful in recent years, just put the spark, the fire back in the belly?
Yeah, it is. I mean, even subconsciously, probably things I took for granted, you know, little things you're just more curious about your position or new things you can do to improve your game. But, you know, it's not that you're resting on your laurels as you were, but it definitely just brings a new curiosity to the game.
Well, good on you, mate. It was a good win tonight and plenty more opportunities starting next week with the Brisbane Lions. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Lockie Hunter, former Bulldog turned Demon, and honest about his performance.